We have Alec in studio giving us an update, what we need to be doing and encouraging us to live our best lives in a nutritious and healthy way. Alec, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Brigitte. Good to be with you.
Great to have you in studio. And today, my first question to you is, how do we prioritize getting our health to its optimum?
Well, I think, you know, the fortunate position that we're in as Christians is that we can get advice from the Bible. And there we can clearly see, you know, our focus is on spiritual nutrition and exercise, and we've got really good scriptural basis for all three. So from a spiritual point of view, it's really about determining what your purpose is. On nutrition, it's really about fueling your body so that you can achieve your purpose. And exercise is enabling your body through physical exercise to achieve your purpose, so training for purpose. But lots of people have got a sort of a misconception with training, and they don't realize that it's all about really just the joy of movement and being able to move and have a healthy, strong, fit body. And the benefit that we've got is that we can back it up scripturally and prove biblically that looking after your body is an act of spiritual worship, and then that we've given some pretty decent advice on nutrition. My opinion, the bottom line there is that you need to figure out what works for you as an individual, because we're all unique.
I agree with you, Alec, when you say about nutrition, figuring out how it works for you. Sometimes, I know with, you know, for example, the Jews, they keep away from, the Jewish people, they keep away from pork and things like that. Mm. And for me personally, I am not anti-pork, but I realize that for me, pork just doesn't work for me. And I like the way that you say that we need to figure it out for ourselves. I'm sure everybody knows there's just that food or that food group or something like that that needs avoiding and or actually consuming more of,
yeah,
to give you that energy that you realize, oh my gosh, you know, this is like a superfood and I'm doing very well eating this food.
Yeah, so I think, you know, if we just go for a quickly into from a biblical point of view, in Genesis 9:3 it says, every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. And as I gave you the green vegetables and the plants, I give you everything. So that's a basis just to set the scene that we are capable of eating everything. It doesn't necessarily mean that we should eat everything. So you need to figure out for yourself what works. And then in Romans, there's some really good advice, because, you know, there's lots of jokes out there. You know, how do you know if somebody is a vegetarian? They tell you. So, you know, one man's faith permits him to believe that he may eat anything, while a weaker one limits his eating to vegetables. Let not him who eats look down on or despise him who abstains, and let not him who abstains criticize and pass judgment on him who eats, for God has accepted and welcomed him. So, you know, what you eat has got nothing to do with the grace that's been afforded to us of salvation. So we don't need to do anything purposeful with our eating to be acceptable in the eyes of the Lord, which is great news. But then it also goes on to say in Corinthians 10:31, so then whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all for the honor and glory of God. So, you know, that's pretty much sums up nutrition.
And could that in 1 Corinthians 10:31 also mean in moderation and not be gluttony and
absolutely
like having too many portions or the extra little bit that you really know you should not be having?
Yeah. So once you've got that as a basis, then you now need to start experimenting and finding out for yourself. So now from a scientific point of view, we know that as we age, most people eat too little protein. They eat too much refined carbohydrates, too many sugars, and those are detrimental. So now you can start figuring out for yourself that you need to cut down on your sugar and you need to increase your protein intake. Like you were saying, you find that your body doesn't agree with pork. Mine doesn't agree with lamb. If I eat lamb, then I end up with diarrhea and an upset stomach. So everybody is unique and different. And we need to figure out for ourselves what works. But the basics are true for all. And if you're eating in moderation and you're eating whole foods, healthy whole foods, vegetables, proteins, you are more inclined to be healthy and to fuel your body appropriately. So eat what your great grandparents would eat, not the sugar pops and the, you know, etc.
Exactly. What does the scriptures say about physical exercise? Because we can also get a little confused about that. I think it's important to go to the word and see what the scriptures do say about physical exercise.
Yeah, I think the one that I would really like to highlight is the one you know, where they're talking about, or Paul in Corinthians, let me read it and then I'll comment. Do you not know that in a race all runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run your race that you may lay hold of the prize and make it yours. Now every athlete who goes into training conducts himself temperately and restricts himself in all things. They do it to win a wreath that will soon wither, but we do it to receive a crown of eternal blessedness that cannot wither. Therefore, I do not run uncertainly without a definite aim. I do not box like one beating the air and striking without an adversary. But like a boxer, I buffet my body, handle it roughly, I discipline it by hardship and subdue it, for fear that after proclaiming to others the gospel and the things pertaining to it, I myself should become unfit, not stand the test, and be unapproved and rejected as a counterfeit. So, you know, what really stands out to me there is that that you are not told not to train. You are told that an athlete trains to get a temporary crown, but that we must train and exercise like athletes, but we're doing it for a crown of eternal glory. So, you know, it's by no means saying don't train.
So it's about becoming spiritually fit or being fit enough to do more work for the kingdom.
Yeah, you need to have a definite aim. So you need to have a purpose, and then you need to be your training needs to be equipping you to achieve that purpose. And we all have a different purpose. So, you know, you're not training. People have got this misconception around it that they need to put in a lot of time and a lot of effort and hard work. That depends on what your purpose is. If you,
for example, a sprinter is not going to train like he's training for a marathon.
No.
So no, the same
with you. It's specific.
Yes.
So if you know what your objective is, then you can work out a training program that's going to help you to achieve that purpose.
And then the spiritual side of things, what are the scriptures saying about that aspect?
Well, you know, that's the beginning, because if you don't know what your purpose is, then it makes it very difficult to actually have the motivation to actually stick through a nutrition and an exercise plan. So, you know, if we look at James, it says there straight, "For as the human body, apart from the spirit, is lifeless, so faith, apart from works of obedience, is also dead." And then the one that I'd like to read here is, "I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you, beg of you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all of your members and faculties as living sacrifices, holy, devoted, consecrated, well-pleasing to God, which is your rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. So, you know, the next scripture that I've got, I won't read it now, is about your body being the temple of the Holy Spirit. And there we can see that your looking after your body is an act of spiritual worship, and we are instructed to look after our bodies. A lot of the adult population is suffering from lifestyle diseases, like obesity and hypertension and heart disease, and those are all largely self-inflicted. So if you realize that, you know, you should be fixing the cause and not treating the symptom, then with your physical exercise and in your nutrition and having and actually applying the word in your life, you can overcome and you can have that victorious, healthy life that Christ promised us.
That's amazing to know and to see this and in a practical form and to put it into backing it with the word. It's always essential to know that everything that we do is backed with the word. What is our takeaways for today? I know there's always room for improvement, but there's other takeaways we can take from today's discussion.
Yeah, I think the one that we've touched on before is making sure that your spirit is under the guidance and leadership of the Holy Spirit, and then that your mind and your body are aligned with your spirit. So when they are all pulling in the same direction, things are a lot easier. And then just you need to continually question what you're doing. Is this beneficial to me, and is it beneficial to others? And if the answer to those questions is yes, then keep doing it. And if the answer is no, well, then stop doing it. It's quite simple, actually, to figure out, and most people intuitively know what is good and right and healthy for them. But doing it isn't always as straightforward. And then on the nutrition side, we've said this before, but it's about what you eat, when you eat, and how much you eat. Those are the three levers to control your nutrition. And in general, we all just eat way too much, we eat too often, and we eat the wrong foods. So you need to go and figure that out for yourself and try and moderate what you're eating, when you're eating, and how much you're eating, and you will be healthier. So if the circumference of your waist is not less than half your height, you've got a problem, and it's self-inflicted.
Alec, this is really good information. How do listeners go and find out more about what you're talking about?
Well, there's plenty of places that they can turn to. There's nutritionists, dietitians, and gyms and doctors and the rest. They can go on YouTube, etc. We've got a nice collection on almightywarrior.me. They can have a look at our YouTube channel. We've got a whole lot of information there that I've gleaned from various different sources. They can contact us if they want to. We have a few free courses, some paid courses, a 10-day challenge, which is aimed at proving to yourself that regardless of your age, you can make a difference and make a change in your life. Sticking with it is the hard part.
Thank you so much, Alec. Great to have you in studio. We'll have you in studio again. And if you want to find out more about that, head to that website, almightywarrior.me, and you can find out more about how you can also align your nutrition and get you spiritually fit.